Welcome to the Life Unlimited podcast with Larry Heller. You deserve complete financial advice so you can confidently live your life your way for life. Now, let's get into this week's podcast episode.
Hello and welcome to another Life Unlimited podcast with your host, Larry Heller. Today, we are concluding our four-part 401 plan, a whole presentation. This has been, we covered a lot of ground. We've done a lot of good things. And here's the deal. Just before I turn this over to Larry, I want all of you listeners to understand something very clearly. This four-part series was entirely built for you to share. If you're a part of a 401k, if you're a company who has a 401k, if you are thinking about being a company that has a 401k, these four episodes have so much wonderful content for you to figure out what you need to do to truly execute one for your team. So Larry, welcome back, brother. Are you ready to dive into this?
Yeah, we ready to go. Yeah, part four already. Yeah, of course, anyone who hasn't seen parts one through three, go to our website and check out parts one through three. They're right there in the resources section. So today we're actually going to talk about financial education and wellness for participants. And we'll talk about one of the things at the bottom, but I'm going to kind of start with that. It's like, you know, a lot of employees, companies have these 401k plans. And they do it because it's a benefit, and most companies need to have this benefit, but they don't realize how important this is when it comes to participant employee retention and sometimes attraction. And some of these plans that have better plans and better education and better wellness helps keep employees around. So that's really important in a lot of this. And plus, it's also doing the right thing for the employees. And that's where we're going to start right off the beginning, is basic financial literacy. So a lot of times, the first time anyone has ever saved any money is going to be in their 401k plan. And they may be young, 20 years old and out of school, first job. And they're like, you know, should I save money, or how does a 401k plan even work, and what are the options and all that? So having a somewhere in your plan, whether you can talk about some of the basic financial literacy for these new employees, and even for employees that have been there for a long time, having resources such as, you know, budgeting and debt management and credit scores and all these other financial literacy, again, a little bit stickiness, and it gives the employees feeling, hey, my company cares about me. They're willing to provide some of these services and be able to have some of this information that I can go and read or go and watch a video. So having a lot of these basic financial literacies, and not just giving them a sheet with 10 funds and saying, okay, here's your 401k, just go pick one of these. It gives them a sense of belonging and being. So having a basic financial literacy as part of your plan is really important. And then really the plan overview, like I just said, somebody wants to join the plan. A lot of times you get a form, and the form says, okay, how much do you want to contribute to the plan? And check this box. And here are all the funds, and check the boxes and how much you want in these funds. And the person is deer in the headlights, is like, what do I do? Is like, and they'll go running, and they'll talk to so-and-so's cubicle is right next door, or maybe has to Teams them these days because they don't have cubicles. But what do I do? It's like, what should I be doing? And then what's this Roth thing? Should I be doing pre-tax, or should I be doing this Roth thing? I know Betsy Roth, but I don't know what a Roth contribution is. Oh. Yeah. So, you know, educate them, having somewhere that they can go ahead and do that. We have a mandate. Not every plan sponsor is willing to do this, but we have at least once a year a live online in-person type of education meeting where people can come and feel comfortable of asking questions. But also having somewhere where they can go to see, okay, what does it mean? What does the plan mean? Okay, I can contribute. Is there a match? Well, what's this safe harbor thing? I mean, do I get money? How long do I have to save it, stay at the company if I put this money? Is it mine? Because some people don't even realize it's their money. Or if they have a profit sharing, there's something called a vesting. And if the longer they stay, the more that becomes them, which is one of the parts that I was talking about before in trying to keep these employees at your firm. If they become 100% vested, maybe they're thinking of leaving and they have to start the whole vesting schedule all over. And of course, the different investment options and the tax advantages. And because a lot of times people say, well, I can't afford it. And some of the things that we do in the meetings is we kind of show them, okay, what happens if you do it? And what happens if you don't do it? And the tax savings that Uncle Sam is giving you. So for every dollar, it's not really costing you a dollar out of pocket because the government is actually contributing some of it if you do that pre-tax. So having those conversations and having, you know, resources that they can look at, whether it's an online book, a video, an education meeting, to really understand how the plan works is really important. And every so often, even if it's somebody that's been with the company for a long time, they want to go back and just refresh their memory on what's going on. So being able to quickly go and find, you know, and find something. Or all of our plans have 800 phone numbers where they can call in and they can ask a live person if they have a specific question about their plan or something along related to them. And then we get down to the investment education. So again, like I alluded to before, a lot of people, whether they're new, whether they've been there a long time, investments is not their thing. So it's like, what should I be investing in?
Well, and Larry, we definitely don't want people just making these decisions willy-nilly, right? We want to be able to lean on an organization that is going to be able to provide good investment education so that they can make wise financial decisions based off of different components. And that's absolutely something that you do, right?
Yeah. So like I said, we go in. Well, two things that we do. We'll go in and we'll have these education meetings and we'll go through all these different funds. And so they, when we can explain the difference between a stock and equity fund and a bond fund and short term and long term and risk tolerance and how it works and things like that. And for us, we try to make it really simple. A lot of our funds are really, really simple. They're equity funds, growth funds, value funds, and then there's explanations on what these work. But we take it one step further. We've created 5 model portfolios. A lot of 401k plans that you have out there have these target funds in there, and they're good, but they're not really understandable to everybody how it works. But a lot of people pick the target funds and they just pick whatever their age is and they basically are gone. And then that's okay. But we take it one step further and have model portfolios that we anywhere from conservative to moderate to aggressive growth. And then they don't have to worry about those. And in there, they're educated. And I think I've mentioned this before in one of the other previous podcasts, over 70% of our funds, the participants are picking one of these model portfolios. So they are professionally managed by us. They're rebalanced every so often. And they don't have to, all they have to do is decide what risk they want to take. And everything else is done for that. So being educated, knowing what that is. And of course, a lot of this in the equity side, we talk about this, is long-term investing and dealing with the ups and downs of an investment. The investment part, again, another critical education part that you want to have in your 401k arsenal.
Yeah.
The next thing is really retirement planning. We talked a little bit about the basic financial literacy, but a lot of participants and a lot of employees, you know, they don't have their own personal financial planner or wealth manager, but they want to get some ideas, some, you know, how much can I afford to put away? And if I do put away this, how much will I accumulate over time? One of the things we do in the education meetings, we use a word called compounding. And compounding is an unbelievable feature. And we show how much you can accumulate if you started at 25, 35, 45, and 55. And the numbers are so large when you started at earlier ages and putting money away. So we talk about that. But then having calculators to do and show how much money you personally can put away so you know what your retirement needs and your future needs may look like. So having some of those calculators there, and then tax strategies. We talked a little bit about. I joked a little bit about Roth beforehand, but most 401k plans, not all, but most 401k plans offer the option of a traditional pre-tax 401k plan or an after-tax Roth contribution. And which one should you be in? And there's pros and cons to all of them. If you're in a high tax bracket now, and maybe a lower tax bracket at retirement, you want to be a traditional. If you're in a lower tax bracket now and you think you're going to be a higher tax bracket later, a Roth may be good. Or you may want to split it and do part of both. But again, having that education, understanding which one is better for you, and then reviewing it every so often, because maybe you start as a Roth, but a few years later, you may now be better off at a traditional. So you want to kind of revisit this, and you want to kind of have the education so you can maximize what you're going to keep in your retirement plan.
So all of the stuff that you have talked about so far seems to me to be in no way, shape, or form table stakes, but stuff that, you know, a lot of 401ks do. But these last pieces, the last two specifically, wellness and the continuous ongoing communication. In fact, Larry, I have to tell you this very quickly. So as I was preparing for the show today, I was doing what I call a brain cleanse. And I was just scrolling through some videos. And one of the videos that had millions of views were the top 10 companies to work for in the United States. And Larry, every one of them is talking about what you are talking about today. All right. So let's switch gears off of the hardcore investment stuff and explain what financial wellness program is.
Yeah, so that's kind of one step. It doesn't really relate specifically to your 401k plan, but there are other things out there such as, you know, healthcare and saving for education expenses and planning for a major life event or, you know, buying a home, starting a family. So again, a lot of these employees, they don't have that knowledge, either they're just young and haven't gotten that yet, or they don't have a resource, somebody that they could really speak to learn about this. And yeah, they could Google it and maybe find something, but having quality wellness programs to help with all this and support the overall well-being, again, it gives the employee kind of like a feeling that, oh, my company cares about me. I'm not just an employee there. They're providing all these other things for me, which is really critical to me as I go along. So having these wellness programs, of course, a lot of big firms even go a step further where they actually have wellness education and trainers and discounts for clubs and things like that. But even if you're not a big firm, you can still put together a wellness program and put together something like this where there's online videos and tools and education where somebody can go in and go ahead and look at this, because a lot of times it's tough. It's like, you know, how do I know what my health insurance is going to cost, or what can I do maybe to improve my health? So having all those things, even if you're not a huge, you know, these top 10 companies out there, will set you apart, make you a little bit more attractive, whether it's somebody coming to look at you or potentially sign up for you, these little things. I know I'm in a building, and so and my building downstairs just put in pickleball courts downstairs. Now, again, you know, it's not going to change my lease here, but it's given this one little other thing that they're doing. But the same type of scenario, if you're a business owner, that having some of these things out there, a lot of times they don't even cost anything. That a lot of this is part of your existing 401k plan if you're with a good company, a good record keeper, but it can add a lot of value to what you do.
And I can't stress that enough. I mean, when you're as a person who employs people and a person who has been an employee many times in my life, weighing, you know, who I'm going to work for, if I'm hearing through the grapevine or even from HR during the process that you're going to be offering all of these things to me, you know, the other place might pay me more on the surface, but the value of that you're giving me from my life is something that, especially now, this has actually been studied. Millennials and Gen Y and Gen Z specifically are absolutely all about this. So this is really important for you as an organization to go ahead and implement. And let's put a bow around all of this, because everything that we're talking about today, you have plans to make sure that people get to know about all of these things. So let's talk about the ongoing communication and engagement.
Yeah. So like I just, as I mentioned, we have the annual, at least once a year, education meetings, and some bigger firms may have them more often, or if they, we just had one firm that's bringing on a lot of employees all at once. We're doing one just for that. Another firm merged with somebody else. So it's a new 401k plan. So we're doing an education meeting there. But on an ongoing basis, you can actually send out emails, education emails on specific topics on some of these wellness programs, not just specifically for the 401k plan. And one of the things that we do that I think it's kind of cool is, since we have all the participants' ages, we actually customize the emails to go based upon your age. So somebody at 20 is not getting an email about, are you retiring soon? These are the steps you should do. Yeah. And somebody at 60 is not getting, oh, you have a long-term time horizon. So they're customized on an ongoing ongoing basis, and touches them, gives them something specific that they can say, oh, that sounds interesting. I want to read more about it. I want to know more about it. Again, engaging with your employees, something that above and beyond just having a 401k plan and the participant every so often goes and checks their balances. So when you put all of these together, all the wellness programs and the education programs and the investment education programs, you're again being able to be a little bit more, you know, touchier and stickier with your participants. It creates a better feeling for the employee.
Happier employees, happier benefits. They're going to stay with you longer. They're going to be more productive, and more important, you know, it costs so much more money to bring on a new PT member than it does to retain an existing one. All right, Larry, if anybody wants to know more about how they can engage with your firm with their 401ks, what should they do?
Sure. They can reach out to us either on our website, hellowealthmanagement.com, and click on the schedule a call. And they'll schedule a call either with myself or one of the advisors here, or feel free to pick up the phone and dial a 631-248-3600.
All right, everybody. Listen, if you know anybody who is starting a business, running a business, growing a business, merging a business, and they want to be able to offer 401ks, please make sure that you're using a trusted professional who has experience doing this, but more importantly, who offers more than just the regular bare bones of a 401k. You want to be able to have great services, education, communication, and benefits in order to retain and, even better, attract the highest quality employees. All right. So for Larry, this is Matt Halloran, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.